I love the quote that goes like this: you don't get the life that you want, you get the life that you focus on. So in this video, I'm going to share with you my 5 focuses for 2026 to get the most out of life, to get out of my own way, and to grow the fastest and best I've ever grown before. And stick around for the final one, number 5, because it's my theme for the year. So if you're ready to grow and live intentionally and create your life on purpose, this video is for you. So with that said, let's jump into the 5 focuses of the year. Number 1, right here, decisive action. Decisive action is the cure, right? Action cures fear. Action, movement, decision, right? We'll get into that next, but action is the key. That's the secret sauce that I've been kind of not really maximizing on. Halfway doing life, you know, being halfway in, halfway out. Indecision has kept me back, has held me back for so long. So in 2026, I'm making decisive action. I'm not going to overthink, over worry. How is this going to be if I do that? No, make the move, make the decision, and live with it. When we make a decision, we will grow because we're going to adjust, right? There's no absolute failure. If you take a decision, you take some action, doesn't turn out to be the best result, then we just get better. We just adjust, and that's how we learn. So it's time for me to go all in. It's time for me to stop playing safe and stop playing like halfway in, halfway out. It's time to burn the boats, and it's time to go all in on the person I'm becoming. And what that looks like for me practically is just keeping promises with myself. Like if I say I'm going to work out at this time, I'm waking up and I'm working out at this time of the day. For me, it's early on in the morning. As well as, you know, making a decision. Hey, I'm going to create 2 YouTube videos a week. That's decisive action, and it aligns with my goals. And so that's huge. So decisive action is my focus in 2026 to become the man that my future needs. Number 2 is, I think, the cure to number 1. Number 2 is trusting God. It's being spirit-led. It's trusting my guts. I think the reason why I haven't taken decisive action in the past is because I believed that there would be a door that I walk through that would be a mistake. And I've shared this before on YouTube, but it's really important. It's defined my life lately. And I used to be very fearful of which door I'd open. If there were 3 doors in front of me and only one of those doors is God's plan or the best plan, I would be fearful. I would be stressed. I'd think, dude, if I walk through door A and God's best is door B, I just missed the mark. I just missed it, you know, and I won't recover. But the reality is that every single door, 1, 2, and 3, A, B, or C, is our door. It's your door. It's my door. If we're walking in faith, we're walking in trust, we are affirming that God is with us and that we are divinely guided, and that no matter door we walk through, even if it's the wrong door, it's still going to be for our good. God is with me, God is for me, and working all things together for my highest good. That's the affirmation, that's the truth that I'm living in. So trusting God, knowing that every single door in front of me is the best door, when I walk in faith and I choose the one that feels right, that's the secret to decisive action, number 1. Number 3 is having a marathon mindset. A marathon mindset is a vision for the long run. You know, it is working from the end backwards. Like, where do I want to go? And then how do I get there? Right? It's like knowing what I want my life to look like and then working backwards from there. It's also built into that, this idea of longevity, sustainability. You know, if I can't do something for a month, and I try to do that for a month, I'm going to burn out, right? And I don't want to fear burning out, but it's like a marathon approach. It's got to be sustainable. I want longevity. I want to be around for my family in the best way possible decades down the road. I want to take a long-term approach. So what that looks like is it's investing in people and things for the long term, right? It's seeing things and seeing the bigger picture as well. And if it's my health, then it's understanding, like, If I miss a workout, it's all good. Like, I'm in it for the long run. I'm not in a get fit quick mentality, a quick fix mentality. Same thing with business. I'm not interested in quick money, fast money. I want to build something that lasts. I want to build a community. I want to build a movement. I want to build something that goes beyond me. So a marathon mindset is everything. That is huge, and I'm focused on that in 2026. Number four is stretch environments, growth environments. I want to get outside of my comfort zone in 2026, right? We don't get the life we want. We get the life that we focus on. So I could say, hey, I want to grow. I want to expand. I want to make more money. I want to make more impact. But then all my habits are just like playing it safe and staying closed off and not taking a risk and not getting around new people and new environments, not investing in myself, my mindset, not going to places. Then it's just talk. And I don't want to be about talk. I want to be about decisions. So going to stretch environments is going to be a game changer for me. Things like Running Man was huge for me in 2025. Maxwell Leadership, HCL, High Capacity Leaders. That is a phenomenal way to stretch myself because I'm speaking on stage. I'm speaking to a group of elite, high-performing people. You know, I'm the health and wellness mentor, and so I got to embody that. I got to be able to speak on it, and I got to be able to connect with people and lead from the front with love, but lead from the front as the example. Like, I'm not better than anybody. You know, and it's certainly not about who's the most fit and who's the most healthy and well, but it's about embodying it and being someone people can trust. And so there's a lot of responsibility with that. And then finally is my summits. Finally is my summits, where I, again, lead with love, I embody what I believe, and I want to be the community that I want to have in my life. So getting around guys from all parts of the world, you know, a few times a year, 15 guys at a summit, 10 guys at an adventure trip, that's a stretch environment for me because it's getting outside my comfort zone and it's pursuing impact and doing new things, hard things, connecting with guys and going deep, going, you know, having real conversations and therefore real impact from those environments. So number four is stretch environments, growth environments, and seeking that out more consistently. Finally is more discipline. More discipline. For me in 2026, it is the year of discipline. So when I think about being disciplined, I think about going to bed early. I think about waking up early. I think about the first 30 minutes of my day has got to be focused after, you know, coffee and whatnot, focused on movement, lifting, running, stretching, some type of movement. I have to protect my time, protect my energy. I got a time block, right? I move for 30 minutes or work out for 30 minutes, then I go and create for an hour. I get my top three priorities done, no matter what. Like, life throws me a curveball, it's gonna happen, but I stay focused on doing the things that will move the needle the most. Discipline is choosing what's best instead of just settling for like what's easy or what feels good in the moment at the expense of your long-term success and your goals. Discipline is having self-love. Discipline is the highest form of self-love, self-respect. And I'm not sure about you, but I want to love myself. I want to respect myself enough to do the hard things, to have the uncomfortable conversation, to show up when I don't feel like it, you know? And that right there, combined with the other four, will have a life-changing effect on me. If I focus on those five things and I'm at my healthiest, my sharpest, my most consistent, my most loving version of myself, I can't wait to see what that looks like for the people around me and for my life. So I hope these were helpful. I hope they were useful. If you have any questions, definitely jump down there and let me know. But those are the five focuses. That's what's in 2026 to unlock our potential. Hope that was helpful. Thanks for watching. Subscribe if you haven't. Keep becoming more you, and I'll see you next time.